Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kayla. How can I help you?
Yes, Kayla. I'm calling from Greenville, Mississippi. This is Diane McKenna. I'm calling from Greenville, Mississippi. And my husband and my son both sent in money for this concealed handgun permit. And last time I talked to them, they were canceling it or something, and we're supposed to send our money back. And we, that was over a year ago.
Okay. Well, let me look into it. Can I have a zip code of on that account?
Pardon?
Can I have a zip code on that account?
I'm not understanding you, sweetie.
The zip code on the account, please.
Zip, I'm sorry. 38703.
38703.
Yes.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
It'd be under Nikki, N-I-C-K-E-Y, McKinnon, M-C-K-I-N-N-O-N. And the other one's under Clint McKinnon.
You said 38703, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your phone number?
I'm at 662-332-9838.
Okay, let me see.
Last time I talked to someone was in May of 21, and she said that they would be, we wouldn't get that back till for 5 or 6 months. And, of course, it's been way longer than that.
Okay. And you said Nikki, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. For security purpose of the account, can you verify the address for me, please?
I'm sorry.
Verify the address for me, please.
Oh, address. 1202 Wilcox Road. Greenville, Mississippi, 38703.
Thank you. And I was able to locate the account for, let's see, online firearms and digital certificate. And I do see here with the online firearms, it was canceled and refunded the $19.
Well, we paid more than $19. We a lot more. And we didn't get any refund at all. Do you remember how much we paid for this? It was close to $100. Never mind. Never mind. Yes.
Yeah, it was over $100.
No, I don't think it was.
It said,
send it in the, on this slip it said, send in the amount of $100, but we didn't pay that much for it. It was, we had somehow gotten a discount, and I don't know what it was. I didn't write it down, I don't guess.
Now, the $100 would have been for the next step. Let's see. So you called in, you got the $19, well, you got a $9 refund on October the 7th.
We didn't get any kind of refund, period. Not one refund.
Yeah, it should have been your account 3 to 5 business days. I mean, we can verify with your credit card company. We did issue those $9 on October the 7th. I see it right here.
We paid more than $9.
Yeah, I paid $85 for the certificate.
Yes, and they were supposed to send that back.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that here. Which allow, and by going back so far, I won't be able, I mean, I don't think we'll be able to refund that. Would you allow me, my mama, let me speak with someone, please?
Pardon?
Would you allow me, my mama, let me speak with a supervisor?
Yes. That's what I thought it was. No. Last time I talked to somebody, it was May. So this May, it will be a year since I talked to somebody. And she said it would take 5 to 6 months.
Would you allow me one moment, please?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting on someone to come help me, okay?
We had two of them. One was for my husband, one for my son. Paid the same amount of money.
Would you allow me one moment, okay? Would you allow me one moment, please?
Yes.
I'm staying here, okay? I do apologize. I'm staying here, okay? Would you allow my mom, please?
Okay.
Okay. Let's stay here. Just give me 1 second. I'm still here, okay? I'm sorry about that. I do apologize. We're just trying to look in and make sure, okay?
Okay.
chill out. Me with my mama. I'm sorry about this, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's see. Let's see. Okay, so yeah, we're not able to refund those at all, ma'am. I had to go deeper and just make sure. So the $9 that was refunded, was the only thing eligible to be refunded. We're not able to refund that certificate charge of $85. There's nothing we can do about that charge.
And why? I mean, is this some kind of a scam?
It's not, ma'am. I mean, it goes back so far.
Why
you
are
ordered
you taking
this.
Our money? We're on Social Security.
Ma'am,
that money.
You signed up and you did the certificate on October the 7th of 2020. It's now 2022.
Yes, but last time I called them, they said it would take months, 5 to 6 months. And I waited as a matter of fact, I made it longer than that, and still hadn't heard anything. I'd almost forgotten about it. And then I decided I need to get that money back. And it's non-refundable? I don't understand that.
No, ma'am, it's not. I'm sorry.
I come here and got a license.
They're scamming us, Nick, out of our money. You never were supposed to get no license.
Well, you don't get license. You get a concealed to carry for a handgun. You was never receiving a permit.
We didn't get anything for y'all's trouble. We didn't get nothing.
Well, I can resend a certificate in your email.
For a concealed to carry.
Concealed to carry, but you would have to go to your local sheriff office to see your next steps because Virginia is no longer offering and doing this.
Well, I know that, but what about our money?
We're not able to do anything about those funds, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Can I speak to somebody above your head?
I mean, we're all going to provide you with the same information. I'm more than qualified to assist the call.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to turn y'all in to Better Business Bureau because this is not right, scamming people, saying you're going to send them a concealed carry permit. And we went through we had to go get a picture made and went through all the steps and sent all that in. And then y'all cancel the whole deal, and that's not our fault that y'all canceled it. We were waiting to get our permit.
Okay. Well, tell me one moment.
It wasn't our fault. You canceled it. We should get our refund.
All right. Well, tell me one moment.
I'm going to turn them in.
Till I'm one moment, please.
No, I'm not going to let them.
All right, so I do apologize. So there's nothing I can do about that charge, ma'am. But I can resend that certificate. Resend that certificate for you, and that's the only thing I can do.
Well, that's not worth 80, $80-something, we still got to go through after it gets to Mississippi. I am turning you over to the Better Business Bureau and anybody else I can, because where was this in Virginia?
There was a concealed carry permit for Virginia non-resident. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said we don't do crap like this in Mississippi.
Well, I apologize about the misunderstanding, ma'am. I do apologize. As I stated, I mean, this certificate was done back in 2020, and I mean, that's why we're not able to go back that far in the season.
Yeah. You send that certificate, and let's see how far you can get. We can get with it. Now we still got to go and pay somebody else to do all that.
Well, I mean, because the one that you signed up for concealed carry, that's, I think that was no longer recognized in January or December of 21.
Anything that is not the customer's fault should be refunded.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get this certificate reset for you, okay?
All right.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Ain't nothing going to make me lose my religion. I am allowed to get mad.
And it's that email, walkinman7@suddenlink.net is a good email for you?
No, I don't check my emails.
Well, that's the email that the certificate will be going to.
All right, I'll have to.
If you have another email you would like to give me, I can use that email.
No.
Okay.
What about the one for Clint?
Ma'am?
What about the one for my son?
You have another account? I have to get that account pulled up.
Clint.
All right, would you allow me one moment? Chill out one moment. All right. So I'm still hearing on the account, and then I'll get to the other account. Chill out one moment.
I don't know if she knows what she's doing. No. And get that whatever it is she's talking about. Then you still have to go through the sheriff's department and probably have to go through a course. And I think they just did all that so you.
I'm still here, okay?
Yes. You still catching bees, Nick?
All right. So I did go. All right,
yes.
So I did go ahead and I've got that account handled right there. So let me go ahead and try to pull up the other account. Would it be under the same zip code, or is the information?
Same zip code, same address.
You said the zip code. Give me that zip code again.
38703.
Okay, and what was that first and last name on the other account?
Pardon?
What was the first and last name on the other account?
C-L-I-N-T McKinnon, M-C-K-I-N-N-O-N.
M-C-K-I-N-N-O-N. And what was the first, Clint?
C-L-I-N-T,
Thank
Clint.
Thank you. For security purposes of the account, can you verify the address, please?
1202 Wilcox Road, Greenville, Mississippi, 38703.
Thank you. And I was able to locate this account for the concealed to carry, the certified CCW, the concealed to carry permit. So how may I help you on this one? You would like this one sent in an email as well?
Yes.
Okay. No problem. Would you allow me one moment, please?
I don't have any way to print it off, but...
I mean, you can go to your local library. You should be able to print it that way. I'm going to go ahead and place you on a brief hold and get it sent for you, okay?
All right.
Would you allow one moment?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. So I was able to go ahead and get this email sent over for your certificate for each account. So you should be receiving a lot with up to 24 hours. So I'll say 1 to 2 days and you should receive it, okay? But I did go ahead and request and got that sent over for you.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.